Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the French government-owned energy company, EDF, is being investigated for spying on environmentalists. An EDF consultant admitted he hacked into the computer system used by Greenpeace France's campaigns director in 2006. At the time, Greenpeace was organizing opposition to EDF's plans to build a nuclear power plant in northern France. EDF says it hired the consultant, but didn't ask him or others to do illegal spying. An EDF executive has been charged in the case. Environmentalists around the world take note. In 2008, EDF purchased British Energy and part of Constellation Energy to gain access to the UK and US markets.
Speaking of energy, the Canadian province of Alberta is defending its dirty oil. Alberta says its tar sands provide energy security and economic development. Environmentalists criticize the tar sands for releasing more greenhouse gases and polluting more water than other oil sources. To defend the tar sands, Alberta recently hired a lobbying team for $40,000 a month. The lobbyists include a former Michigan governor and past U.S. ambassador. Their goal is to improve the image of the tar sands in Washington, D.C., before President Obama's Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate in late April. Alberta's lobbyists are also preparing for COP15, the next United Nations Climate Change Summit, in December 2009.
Is it news, a public service announcement, or stealth advertising?
This just isn't any pawn shop. This is Dean's drive-through pawn shop. It's the only one of its kind in the state of Oklahoma.
If you got three or four kids, you don't want to get them out of the car.
After years of searching for a way to afford to buy health insurance for his employees, owner Brett Fisher found Insure Oklahoma.
That's from an Oklahoma City television newscast. But the segment was purchased as part of a marketing campaign. Oklahoma is paying the media company, Griffin Communications, more than $3 million over 3 years to promote a state insurance program. To win the contract, Griffin boasted of its, quote, built-in network of companies to deliver the message, end quote. That would be its 3 local television and more than 30 radio stations across the state. The marketing spots air during newscasts and appear to be news segments. Even more confusing is that the campaign spokesperson is a former TV reporter. She profiles businesses who use the state insurance program. Following the marketing spots, a news anchor reads a disclosure statement.
In the United States, the new boss messages a lot like the old boss. During the Bush administration, Grover Norquist held Wednesday meetings where White House officials, conservative activists, think tank fellows, and others on the right strategized and coordinated. Now, during the Obama administration, officials and liberal groups meet every Tuesday. The meetings are organized by the Common Purpose Project and bring together the White House communications director with labor unions and advocacy groups like Move On. One participant called the meetings, quote, a way for the White House to manage its relationships with some of these independent groups, end quote. How independent those groups really are is open to debate. The Common Purpose Project's political director is a former Obama aide.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned Grover Norquist, the head of Americans for Tax Reform. He once said that he wants to cut government, quote, down to the size where we can drown it in the bathtub, end quote. Norquist is the Kevin Bacon of the conservative and corporate worlds. He's lobbied for Microsoft and worked for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. While at the Heritage Foundation, he helped draft then-Congressman Newt Gingrich's contract with America. He's friends with former lobbyist and convicted felon Jack Abramoff. Norquist helped Abramoff funnel more than $1 million from Indian casino owners to Christian Coalition founder and lobbyist Ralph Reed. Norquist kept $50,000 for himself, according to a U.S. Senate report.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Radio Spin. Unfortunately, this will be our last episode, though we do hope to resume the show in the future. Please visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org to stay on top of corporate and government spin.